Cooper and Una
on iRadio.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you. How's everybody feeling today? You all good?
Yeah, batten down the hatches.
Oh, yeah, I know. God. She's coming for us.
Well, she's coming for me.
Who?
Mr. Dave Duke.
Why is Dave Duke coming for you now?
You might have heard it last night. He was debating on his show a story that I told him in passing, and he was like, nope. I want to have my say.
Is this the chicken thing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's the chicken thing?
Oh, wait till you hear this, Una. You'd be absolutely, like, divided.
I was telling Dave about how I went to a shop a couple of weeks ago, and I was buying chicken fillets. Now, in the shop, there's, like, a butcher counter, but I decided I'll go to the shelves first and to the fridge. And they had 8 chicken fillets diced, which is far too much for just me, or 4, like, normal chicken fillets that aren't diced. And I was like, still too much for me. You know what I'll do? I'll go to the butcher counter and I'll ask the lady for 1 chicken fillet diced, please. So I went to the lady and I was like, excuse me, can I get 1 chicken fillet diced? And she basically gave me a load of hassle because she was like, there's ones in the fridge. Just get the ones in the fridge. I was like, yeah, but 8's too much. And 4, like, I don't need 4 either. And she was like, you know, just get 4 and chop them yourself and keep them. And I was like, I don't
Did she say that?
Yeah, she basically insisted that I should get 4. And I was like, I don't need 4. I only need the 1. After a couple of minutes, she decided, yeah, I'll do it. She chopped the fillet. But the problem is, Dave thinks it's absolutely ridiculous to ask a butcher in a shop to chop your chicken fillet.
What was it? What else is the butcher meant to do?
This is my debate.
What do you mean, what else is the butcher meant to do? They've got loads of other things to be doing.
Yeah, but Kieran, he's only one person.
Exactly, one chicken fillet. Chop it yourself, you lazy...
Yeah, but there wasn't a chicken fillet for him to have.
But why didn't he just ask for a chicken fillet, 1 chicken fillet, and bring it home and dice it yourself?
Because I'll be honest, I was being lazy.
And no.
Yeah,
no, that's not like... No.
And you're being called out for your laziness, huh? No,
but it's the butcher's job. The butcher's job is to prepare meat for, like, customers.
Like, you don't walk in and say, give us a bit of fillet off that cow there now, and then they go and take the cow apart and give you the fillet. It doesn't work like that, do it? You want a chicken fillet? They got to do it.
Dave's argument that I was being ridiculous is that I should just cut my own meat.
Yeah, and I'm kind of on it.
What?
In Dave's camp. Like, it's 1 chicken fillet. It would have taken you all of 5 seconds.
Just like it'll only take the butcher 5 seconds to do.
I think the butcher was trying to save you money, you see.
Really? How's it cheaper?
Because if you got the 4 chicken fillets that were diced, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't need 4 chicken fillets.
The man can talk for himself. All right. Now, if you had gotten those chicken fillets, right?
Yeah.
And frozen the rest of them and had them next week and the week after or whatever, you would have actually saved money in the long run and labour.
No.
Yeah. It's a false economy. It's a false economy.
You're using up electricity costs to freeze it as well, Luna.
But sure, the freezer's going to be on anyway.
To be fair, I probably could have saved a bit of money by buying the 4. Yes.
Yeah.
But
is this Captain Awkward, Kieran?
But you always forget about the extra fillets that you put in the freezer, and you go back to it 3 months later, you're like, they got freezer burners.
No, see, I don't.
Like, I wasn't going to chop them at home.
No.
And I don't think it's ridiculous to ask a butcher in a shop. Like, it wasn't a normal butcher's either. Like, so maybe I can kind of see, okay, if it was a normal butcher's.
But if it's a butcher counter, it's a butcher's. So they have to have an actual qualified butcher. So it's a butcher.
Oh, yeah, the lady was wearing the apron and the hat.
They got the hat.
Hold on a second now. I actually have some news. This isn't going to blow your mind.
Breaking news.
You don't need to be a qualified butcher to dice your own chicken breast, Kieran.
I do this all the time because, like, if I'm making a curry, I'll go to the butcher counter and say, can I get 6 chicken fillets, because there's 6 of us eating all the time in the house, and could you dice it for me, please? And they're like, yeah, sure. But similar to Kieran, there was a time she's like, there's chicken fillets in the fridge there. And I'm like...
Yeah, no, she's just letting you know, though.
Yeah, but I'm like, yeah, but there's only 4 in it. And she goes, well, I can give you another 2 fillets. I said, could you dice them? And this is the reaction that I got. No, Kieran, I'm with you on this one.
Thank you. Dave has said that if he loses this debate, that he will give 3 call-outs to my house to chop my chicken fillets whenever I need.
Oh, and man, save so. Dave. Save Dave.
No, no.
Save Dave. You need to learn to cut your own fillets.
Well, I'm with you. I'll argue on your side. You're obviously with Dave on this one.
Yeah.
So, but your argument is only laziness. That's not a valid argument. It's kind of like, if somebody's job is to actually be a butcher, they got a butcher.
No. Laziness is my argument. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it
no.
is.
No. All right, what do you think? 087-110-2107. Who wins this? Is it Una or Dave who wins this? Because I'm thinking, if you want your chicken fillets chopped up, ask the butcher to do it. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's not. Except if you're going up, can I have just 1 chicken fillet? You wouldn't mind dicing it there.
He lives on his own, Una.
I'll tell you why now. Because I couldn't be arsed dicing it myself.
Oh, my God.
That's true. I couldn't be arsed.
Don't accept that, Kieran.
No, he just accepted it.
That's the truth.
But
it's also their job.
They've sharper knives and they're better at it.
They have knives, full stop.
You don't have knives.
Okay. Don't act like you're surprised.
Make sure to subscribe to keep up with the latest podcasts with Cooper and Una.
Weekdays from 7 a.m.